The Cat's Whisker, 50 Years of Wireless Design by Jonathan Hill. And on page 15 he says about the 1920s. Wireless in those days was not thought of in terms of broadcast entertainment. Indeed, people were against the fundamental idea of broadcasting as such, of large numbers of receiving sets all tuned in to one transmitter. Wireless was thought of as merely a device for carrying out certain special tasks, such as communication among ships, between sea and land, and between stations on the mainland. The fact that this station-to-station communication of an official, sometimes confidential nature, could be picked up by lots of listeners was the main impediment to the promotion of broadcasting.